Today, I'd like to use this topic, Jonah and the Ninevites, for mutual encouragement.
今天晚上，与约拿和尼尼微人这个主题与大家一同勉励。
In last special convocation, we have a chance to talk about Jonah chapter 1, 2, and 4.
在上一次的灵会，我们查考了约拿书一二跟第四章。
And today, I'd like to use Jonah chapter 3 for mutual encouragement.
那今天想要用约拿书的第三章与大家一同勉励。
Please turn to Jonah chapter 3.
请看约拿书第三章。
Jonah chapter 3.
约拿书第三章。
Verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Jonah chapter 3, verse 1.
约拿书三章第一节。
To verse 10.
Yeah. 约拿书三章第一节到第十节。
Verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, verse 2.
第二节。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. Verse 3.
第三节。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a three-day journey in extent. Verse 4.
第四节。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Verse 5.
第五节。
So the people of Nineveh believed God, proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them. Verse 6.
第六节。
Then word came to the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne and laid aside his robe.Cover himself with sackcloth and sat in ashes. Verse 7.
第七节。
And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decrees of the king and his nobles, saying, Let neither men nor beasts, herd nor flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink water. Verse 8.
第八节。
But let men and beasts be covered with sackcloth and cry mightily to God. Yes.Let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence that is in his hands. Verse 9.
第九节。
Who can tell if God will turn and relent and turn away from his fierce anger so that we may not perish? Verse 10.
第十节。
Then God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God relented from the disaster that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Here, basically, in Jonah chapter 3, record two main characters.
在约拿书第三章记载了两个主要的人物。
First is Jonah.
一个是约拿。
And how Jonah preached the message and the result of it.
那么记载的约拿怎么样的宣扬这个警告。
And the result of it.
并且提到他的结果。
And the second character is the people of Nineveh.
那第二种人就是尼尼微城的人。
And we see that how they received the message and repented.
那他们领受了这个警告，并且并且悔改。
And today we'll just talk about these two main characters.
那么今天我们就来谈一谈这两个主要的人物。
Let's look at first Jonah.
第一个是约拿。
Jonah, let's find out first why Jonah preached the word of God.
那首先我们来看一看为什么约拿要去传神的警告。
Let's look at Jonah chapter 1.
请看约拿书第一章。
Jonah chapter 1.
约拿书第一章。
Jonah chapter 1 records that God told Jonah to preach the message and he disobeyed.
第一章记载着神命令约拿去传警告，但是约拿违反神的命令。
And chapter 2 record Jonah repented to God.
第二章记载着约拿怎么样的悔改。
And in chapter 2, verse 9.
约拿书二章第九节。
He said, But I will sacrifice to you with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay what I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
第九节，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你，我所许的愿我必偿还。
Here,
救恩出于耶和华。
Here did not mention exactly what Jonah vowed.
那这里没有提到到底约拿许了什么样的愿。
But we know that Jonah was repenting to God. If he does not change his way and obey God, he wouldn't be getting out of the belly of fish.
那我们可以相信约拿是向神悔改，要不然他是没有办法离开这个鱼腹。
So true repentance required that he obey God and preach the message to the people of Nineveh.
所以一个真正的悔改的人就要遵行主的命令去宣传警告。
So Jonah vowed to God basically that he will go to the Nineveh to preach the message.
所以或许约拿所许的愿就是他一定会去尼尼微城来传警告。
And so let's look at chapter 3.
请看第约拿书的第三章。
And God told him the second time to go there.
那第三章一开始记载着说神的话第二次临到约拿。
And he obeyed.
那约拿就顺服了。
And amazingly, first, let's look at, did Jonah really fulfill his vow?
那么第一件我们来想一想，就是说约拿是不是完成了他所许的愿。
Let's look at verse, chapter 3, verse 2.
你看第三章第二节。
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I tell you. Verse 3.
第三节。
So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a three-day journey in extent. That's verse 4.
第四节。
And Jonah began to enter the city on the first day's walk. Then he cried out and said, Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So here we can see that, yes, Jonah fulfilled his vow.
所以从这一段经文我们可以看到约拿的确是按照他的愿去做。
But it's not really willingly, happily.
但是并不是非常心甘情愿。
He preached the message that within 40 days, after 40 days, God would destroy the city.
因为他的信息是说，再等40天，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
How long did Jonah preach?
那么到底约拿宣告了几天呢？
In verse 4, Bible said, first day he preached the message.
那么圣经记载着说，第四节说，约拿进城走了一日
，and preach the message，
宣告。
What happened to the other 39 days？
那么到底其他的39天发生了什么事呢
？Bible did not say he preached the message。
那么圣经也没有记载他继续的来宣传这个信息。
But if you look at Jonah chapter 4 verse 1 and 2。
但是我们如果看约拿书第四章第一节跟第二节。
We can see that Jonah was very unhappy that God did not destroy the city Nineveh.
我们可以看到约拿对于神没有毁灭尼尼微城非常的不喜悦。
So we can see that he actually did not preach the 39 days because he didn't want to.
所以我们可以猜想他并没有接下来继续宣传警告39天。
He fulfilled his vow. You cannot say he did it.
那么我们不能说他没有完成他的愿。
But you know what? So amazingly is that he preached only one day, but the result was so great.
但是呢，虽然他只宣告了一日，但是这个结果却是非常的影响很大。
The whole entire city, all the people repented.
那整个城市的人都悔改了。
You know what? This is perhaps the dream of an evangelist.
那这件事情对一个布道家来讲，可以说是他的梦想。
Evangelists hope that when he preach, many people will believe.
那对一个布道家，他们心里总是想说，只要他一布道就有许多人来信服。
This is also sometime our dream too.
这件事情有时候也是我们所盼望的。
For other service speakers.
对每一个这个讲道的人。
And also people who do the personal evangelism.
或是我们出外做个人宣道。
Don't we have the dream like whenever I preach to that person or to a congregation, we hope that people are touched, we hope that people believe? Do we not ever dream of that before?
我们总是心里梦想着说我所说的我所宣传的别人一听就愿意接受。
And in reality, we put a lot of efforts, you know, preparing sermons or take a lot of courage to preach to our neighbors.
但是在现实中我们必须要花很多时间来准备并且去游说我们的朋友们。
But what is the result?
那结局呢?
Usually, we see that we preach and preach and preach many sermons. Sometimes not even one person came to believe.
有时候我们发现经过了许多的宣讲结果只有一个人来信。
Not even one person came to believe.
或许连一个人都没有。
How do we feel?
那我们心中是怎么样的感受呢?
Sometimes we feel very discouraged.
或许我们觉得非常的丧气。
But look at Jonah.
但是我们看一看约拿
He just preached one day.
他只宣告了一日。
And the way he preached is very just, no mercy.
那么他宣传的方式是非常正义的，一点怜悯也没有。
In fact, in his heart, he hoped that these people die quickly.
那么在他的心中甚至于想着这些人都应该受到惩罚。
Because you see, God's message supposed to consist two parts. First,these people, if they don't repent, will be destroyed in 40 days. But if they repent, God will relent.
那通常神的信息总是有两方面，一个就是如果你不信的话就要被毁灭，如果悔改就要得拯救。
And from the context, we see that these people repented and God did not destroy. So, did God lie?
所以从我们刚才所读的经文因为引以为人的悔改，所以神就后悔了这样说神是说谎了吗？
No, it's because Jonah only preached the just part of God, did not preach the mercy of God.
那么不是的，因为约拿是宣扬神的这个公义的一面，没有宣扬神的怜悯。
And he was preaching that kind of message.
因为他只是宣扬那种公义的这个信息。
Amazingly, these people did not stone him, but they all repented.
但是呢，非常奇妙的，这些人没有反抗他，甚至于悔改了。
You know, that message is not it's not very inspiring.
那么他所宣传的信息一点也让人不觉得有什么样的。感受。
But yet the result was so amazing.
但是它的结果却是非常的深远。
So what does it teach us?
所以这里告诉我们什么呢？
I learned a couple of things. I'd like to share with all of you.
我在这里与大家分享一些我的我所学到的。
We cannot control the result of our labor.
第一个是我们没有办法控制我们做工的结果。
Second.Is God will reward us according to our labor and not according to our results.
那么神是按照我们所下的功夫来回报我们。
And not according to the results.
而不是根据我们这个工作的结果。
The results depends on God's mercy and also that person's choice, which is something we cannot control.
因为结果或许是因为神的怜悯，或许是那些人的选择不是我们可以控制的。
And if God reward a person according to result,
如果神赏赐一个人是根据他做工的结果
，I think it's not quite fair.
我觉得是不公平的。
Look at it. This person hardly prepared any message. I mean, many of all the sermon speakers, I think we prepare the message harder than Jonah.
那么我们可以看约拿似乎有没有做什么样的准备？那我们想一想，许多的讲道者，他是花了多少功夫来准备他的证道
？And then he just work one day, that's it. And we work many days.
那并且他只走了一天， 那许多的传道者或是正道宣道的人员，他是将了许多的日子。
So if God reward according to results, Jonah would have great results.
Sorry. 如果神是按照做工的结果来赏赐的话，约拿的结果是最丰盛的。
But it's not quite fair. His attitude was not willing for these people to be saved. He was not willing to preach.
但是呢，这个是不公平的，因为他的心中根本也是不是心甘情愿的。
Let's look at this bookmark here. Let's look at Mark chapter 12.
请看马可福音十二章
verse 41 to 44.
马可福音十二章十一节
chapter 12 verse 41 to 44.
马可福音十二章是十一节到四十四节
verse 41. Here record how God reward according to each person's deeds.
这里记载着神是怎么样的。赏赐个人按照他的行为。
Verse 41. Now Jesus sat opposite of the treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Verse 42.
是十二节。
Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrant. Verse 43.
是三节。
So he called his disciple to himself and said to them, Assuredly I say to you that this poor widowhas put in more than all those who have given to the treasury. Verse 44.
是四节。
For they all put in out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her whole livelihood. Here we can see that God did not judge a person, God did not reward a person according to how much he offered.
在这里我们可以看到神不是按照每一个人的奉献来回报。
Some people are very rich, they offer a lot of money.
有些人是很有钱，他们就是奉献了许多的钱。
This is the result. Some people seem to offer a lot. That's the result.
那么奉献很多钱就是一个结果。
The poor widow offered just two coins, very little, and that's the result.
那么有一个穷寡妇，她奉献了两个小钱，这也是一个结果。
But Lord Jesus Christ said that she offered more than all those people who offer.
但是主耶稣告诉门徒说，这个穷寡妇所奉献的比众人更多。
So it's not the results that God is looking.
所以神所看的不是结果。
But what God is looking is how much we try hard.How much we put our effort, how much we do it according to God's way.
而是按照我们所放下的这些功夫。
So there's a bad news then.
所以这就是一个价值。
No, I have a bad news for certain situation. I have a bad news for certain situation.
所以呢，我有一个不好的消息。
You know, sometimes we may preach very wonderful.
有时候我们或许去宣道的时候讲得非常的美妙。
But you know what? It's not that some people maybe say I'm very touched or I believe.
或许有些人他说我非常受感动，我愿意相信。
But it doesn't mean that, this is my reward.
这个并不能说这是你的这个奖赏。
All the sermon speakers very likely have this experience.
或许我们一些正道的人员有这么样一个经验。
Sometimes we put a lot of effort preparing a message.
或许我们有时候花了许多的功夫来准备一篇正道词。
But nobody appreciates.
但是却没有人来赞赏。
But sometimes we also experience like just do a sloppy job, just look at it and put some together. And guess what? A lot of people appreciate a lot.
有时候我们似乎随便简单的准备一下，但是呢却得到许多的赞赏。
So does it mean that if I prepare sloppily and people likes it, like the message, I have great reward? The answer is no.
那么这是不是说我随意的准备有许多的人赞赏就是我的奖赏呢？
The answer is no.
这个答案是否定的。
You see, look at Paul in the Bible. He had prepared and he preached diligently. And very rarely people believe. He go to Jerusalem, he preach, people want to stone him.
我们拿保罗做例子，我们可以看到保罗准备的非常丰盛，四处的宣道，但是收获却很少。
So, God look at our labor.
所以神所看的是我们所下的功夫。
So as we doing the work for God, doing the work, we have to understand that is how much we put our heart to it.
所以我们做神的工，所要注重的就是到底我们放下了多少心思。
But not, it's not on how the people believe.
不是到底有多少人相信。
And if we ever preach or do some work and people appreciate,
如果我们做一个宣讲或是做一些工作，有许多人非常的赞赏。
There's nothing really to be proud of.
我们也不用觉得太过于骄傲。
And let's not be proud that oh, I have this certain gift.
也不要自以为好像有某一种这个恩赐。
Or so I have certain knowledge.
或是某一种知识。
But if you look at the Bible, God always used something foolish to shame the wise.
那么从圣经我们可以了解，神总是用愚昧的来让这个聪明的羞愧。
God used weak to shame the strong.
那么神用软弱的让强壮的羞愧。
For example,
或我们举一个例子。
Just like Jonah, I mean, he did not want to save the people of Nineveh, yet his result was so amazing.
我们可以看到约拿他心里实在是不愿意这些人得蒙拯救，但是结果是他的结果是非常大的。
So sometimes we feel like, oh, I have the eloquence or the gift of giving sermons.
或许有时候我们好像有这个正道的这个才干。
But our result is not as good as Jonah.
但是呢，我们的收获却不像约拿这么多。
Let's look at Moses.
我们看一看摩西。
He was 80 years old, used by God.
他八十岁的时候被神呼召。
Moses made a song.
摩西曾经写了一首诗歌。
He said the strong live to 80s. The strong live to 80s.
那么他说一个强壮的人或许可以活到八十岁。
He was an old man about to die.
他实际上感觉上是觉得自己是将要死去的老人。
He did not have one single soldier.
他并没有任何一个兵丁跟随他。
But you know what? He made the powerful Pharaoh, king of Egypt, surrender all his slaves.
那么但是呢，他却让这个法老王向他投降了。
But this is God's power, it's not man's power.
那么这是神的能力，不是人的能力。
Also look at God used David.
那我们
to kill Goliath.
也看到大卫神借着大卫来杀死了哥利亚。
David at that time was young and short.
那么在那个时候，大卫是年轻，身材也不高。
And Goliath was a giant. He was so tall.
那么哥利亚是一个巨人。
He's almost a little kid fighting adult.
就好像一个小朋友跟一个成人在打仗。
And Goliath was fully armed from top to bottom.
那么哥利亚甚至于是从头到脚都是着了军装。
And David, you know, he was carrying a staff.Some rocks, some sling, and no armor.
那么大卫呢，只是拿了一根拐杖一个弹弓还有一些石头。
But he was able to kill Goliath, the giant.
但是他却能够杀死这位巨大的哥利亚。
And let's look at the fishermen that Moses quite called.
那么我们再看一看这些。主耶稣所呼召的这些捕鱼的人。
The Bible said they were uneducated and they had no worldly power.
那么圣经提到说他们是没有受到什么教育在世界上也是平庸的人。
But then they had made many people to believe the impossible, the Jesus Christ resurrection.
啊，但是他们却让许多的人能够相信耶稣的复活。
And God used a boy's offering, 5 bread and 2 fish, to feed the 5,000.
那么主耶稣也用一个小孩子所奉献的5饼2条鱼来喂饱了5000人。
Also, God used Lord Jesus Christ, an educated, very lowly in background, had no worldly power or title, had no money.
那神也用耶稣在世上是没有受过教育，没有什么权势的人。
But then, God used Lord Jesus Christ to change the whole world.
但是神却用耶稣来改变了整个世界。
So, you see that all these people, right? We have mentioned. It's not like they are good. Yeah, they have some. They possess some quality, but they put their labor. But it was God who made the result.
这些人都不是非常的有才干的人，但是他们只是努力的工作，神使他们的工作有成果。
So there's nothing to be proud of. In fact, God tend to want to use some people who are not eloquent, who are not powerful, who are not educated to manifest God's glory, God's power.
那所以我们都不需要骄傲，因为是神让我们每一个没有这些才干的人能够为神工作。
So these are the two teachings we can get from this passage.
这是我们从这个经节里面可以学习到的两个教训。
One is there's nothing to be proud of if we have the gift.
第一件事情就是我们即使有一些恩赐也不要骄傲。
Second, God will reward us according to our labor, not according to our results.
那么神第二点就是神对我们的赏赐是根据我们的努力而不是我们的结果。
Let's talk about the Ninevites.
我们接下来看一看这些尼尼微人。
No, in Jonah chapter 3, you know what's amazing is these Ninevites.They were able to believe the message and repent.
那么在耶拿书里面，这些尼尼微人让人惊讶的就是他们愿意信服并且悔改。
You see how Jonah preached the message? It was like terrible.
那么约拿宣讲福音的宣讲警告的方式是非常的差劲。
And if Paul is the apostle to the Gentile, then Jonah is what? Apostle to the Ninevites.
那如果说保罗是外邦人的使徒，那么约拿就是尼尼微人的使徒。
And you never see apostle lacking love for the people he's supposed to preach to.
那么我们从来没有看到一个使徒对于他所宣道的人这么没有的爱心。
He was hoping that these people would die, be destroyed by God.
在约拿的心中，他想说这些人是需要惩罚的。
And then he didn't work real hard. He didn't preach for he did not preach 40 days and 40 nights. He just preached one day.
那么他也没有用心的宣告，因为他只宣告了一天。
And his message was just God will punish you and destroy you.
那么他的信息很简单的，就是尼尼微城必倾覆了。
Today, I don't think you can find a pastor or holy worker, worse than Jonah.
我想今天我们大概找不到任何一个传道者，或是工人比约拿更差劲的。
But then look at these people, how they receive the message.
但是当我们看到这些人，他们却领受了这个信息。
They all repented.
他们都悔改了。
Jonah did not tell them how to repent or what to do.
约拿也没有教导他们如何的悔改或是怎么样做来表示他们的悔改。
He just said 40 days, Nineveh will be destroyed.
他只说再等40日，尼尼微城必倾覆了。
And Jonah didn't say, you know what sins you committed, you need to repent. He didn't mention that.
约拿也没有提到说你们到底犯了什么罪要怎么样的悔改。
It was up to these people to think about it.
是完全让这些人自己去想想看。
Sometimes we have a sermon speaker or pastors or holy workers a whole lot better than Jonah.
我想我们的这些工人呢绝对都是比约拿更好的。
And in fact, when they preach a message, they will try to give applications, try to put some sense and show mercy, tell people how to receive mercy of God.
那么他们时常引用了一些经文并且充满的这个怜悯，也告诉我们要怎么样的在我们的生活上来应用。
But sometimes we see that people don't care, people don't change.
但是我们却看到听到的人不一定就要改变。
But look at what they do after they heard the message.
但是我们看一看到底尼尼微城的人做了什么。
Okay, let's look at chapter 3, verse 7 to 9.
约拿书三章第九节。
So, the king and nobles tell people what to do.
那么这个王还有这些大臣们告诉百姓当怎么行。
He told people. Basically, there are four things.
那么四件事情。
The first thing is, let neither man nor beast, herd or flock, taste anything.
那么第七节下半段说，不可尝什么牲畜、牛羊，不可吃草，也不可喝水。
Basically, the king told them is, let us fast.
那第一件事情简单的说就是禁食。
Everything belonging to yours also fast.
那么凡是属于你的牲畜都要禁食。
Second point.
第二点。
And let all these people, right, an animal put on sackcloth.
那么人与牲畜都当披上麻布。
Sackcloth represent grief.
那么麻布所代表的就是悲伤。
Today we don't need to put sackcloth, but we need to really be sad about the things we committed.
那么虽然今天我们不需要披上麻布，但是我们却对于我们所做的坏事，我们都应该要忧伤。
Verse 8, the second part, cry mightily to God.
那么第八节下半段提到要切切的求告神。
This cry mightily is not something just like yell, raise a voice. It's something that come from their heart, crying out loud, sincerely.
那么这个切切的求告神不是只是声音很大声，而是由心而发的向神痛切的祈求。
In other words, just pray to God with sincere heart.
也就是有着一个非常虔诚谦卑的心向神祷告。
And the last thing, the fourth thing the king told them to do is in verse 9, tell them to turn away from their wrongdoing.
那么在中文的
verse 9
中文的第八节下半段说，个人要回头离开所行的恶道。
So these, you know, Jonah did not tell them what to do, but these people thought about what to do.
那虽然约拿没有告诉他们当怎么行，但是他们却想到要怎么样去做。
So we can see that it's not that the message was bad.
所以我们可以在这里看到的就是并不是因为这个信息不好。
The reason they repented is because they are willing to repent.
而是因为他们愿意来悔改。
You see, if anybody preach a message, whether with eloquence or no eloquence, with good content or no good content, as long as that person has a willing heart to repent, he will repent whatever he heard.
所以如果一个人的心里愿意悔改的话，无论他所听到的是非常优美的或是非常粗糙的信息，他都会悔改。
But if a person had no repenting heart, no matter who speak, even Lord Christ speak, they still don't repent.
如果一个人的心中不愿意悔改的话，即使是主耶稣来宣道，他也不愿意悔改。
So we can see that these are the virtues, the good points of these Ninevites.
所以这个就是这些尼尼微人的好处。
In fact, the king of the Nineveh is something that we can imitate.
所以啊，我们从这个尼尼微城的王身上，我们应该可以学习到
啊。Even though he has been a bad king, he had led the people astray at doing bad things.
或许他曾经是一个坏王啊，带领着这些尼尼微城的人做了一些恶事。
But then when he heard the message, he repented, and he lead the people to repentance.
但是当他听到这个警告的时候，他带领着百姓来悔改。
And we can see his actions.
我们可以看到他的行为。
Let's look at verse 6.
请看第六节。
Verse 6 tells us that the king of Nineveh heard the message, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes.
第六节提到说，这个信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在灰中。
He depart his throne, mean depart his glory.
那么他离开了他的宝座，就是离开了他的荣耀。
And put away his robe, put away his glory, his attitude.
那将他的这个荣耀的朝服把它脱下来。
Covered with sackcloth, he was grieving.
穿上了麻衣。
And sat in ashes, he was humbling himself.
坐在灰中谦卑忧伤。
This is an example that he set for the people.
那么这就是他所向所有的百姓所做的一个榜样。
And he loved his people.
那么这里也看出来他爱他的百姓。
He told the people what to do so that they can receive God's mercy.
因此他告诉尼尼微城的人当如何行才能够得到神的怜悯。
And the king today represent a pastor, board members, parents, whoever was in charge.
那么今天这个王所代表的就是这个传道者负责人或是家里的家长们。
And the nobles can represent the big brother, big sister's wife, the assistants, church council.
那么这些大臣呢可以代表这些大哥哥大姐姐们。
And when the king saw they were committing sin, the king himself feel like, you know, he has been doing wrong.
当这个王看到听到这个信息以后，他觉得他自己做错了。
He feels like he had responsibility, so therefore he repented before God.
所以他觉得他有义务要来向神来悔改。
Today, if a church is weak,
今天如果一个教会软弱，
or a family is chaotic,
或是一个家庭有了不好的事情或是混乱，
The people in charge, such as me, I have responsibility.
那么这些负责的人，譬如说我就是有这个责任了。
When we see these things, do we feel when the church is weak or when the church family is chaotic, do we feel like this is my fault or we feel like this is not my business?
那么当我们看到一个教会或是我们的家中软弱的时候。我们是不是觉得这个与我毫无相干呢？
I remember one time my mom was punishing my two little younger brothers.
我记得我的母亲有一次在处罚我两个弟弟。
My mom was having a bamboo stick, a bundle of bamboo stick.
那么我的母亲拿着这个竹做的鞭子。
And when they doing wrong, I was not there, so I was not caught.
当我们这一群兄弟做错事的时候，我不在那里，所以我没有被母亲抓去。
But when I see my brother get beaten, get disciplined for my mom, I just feel sad for them.
当我看到我的母亲处罚我两个弟弟的时候，我心中觉得很难过。
I told my mom that, mom, today my two younger brother, do these wrong things, is because.I, as a big brother, did not set them a good example.
那么我就告诉我的母亲说，今天我的两个弟弟做这样的错事，就是因为我这个做哥哥的没有做好榜样。
So we see that the king of Nineveh, you know, when he heard the message, he said, you know, he was the very first one to depart from the throne and humble himself and grieve and pray to God.
所以在这个约拿书里面记载的这个尼尼微城 的王他是首先第一个站出来谦卑来向神哀哭的人。
So today, these are the two people we talk about.
那今天这就是这两类的人我们提到了这两类的人。
And the teaching we have shared.
并且与大家分享他的教训。
I'd like to make a conclusion.
那在这里做一个结论。
We can see that even though Jonah have a great accomplishment in his holy work.
虽然说约拿在这个工作上有很大的成果
，but his attitude was not very good.
但是他的心态却是不正确的。
His work ethic was not something that we should imitate.
那么他的这个工作的态度不是我们要应当要效法的。
And later we can see that God actually disciplined him, teaching him.Not just fulfill your vow, but also how so he need to have love for the people.
那后来神也教训他让他明白必须要有爱。
So we can be assured that when we do something that maybe not so good attitude or wrong way, God will love us and God will teach us.
那所以我们可以确定的，如果我们所做的事，我们做事的。这个心态不正确的时候呢，神必然会教导我们。
I just like to share with you a little testimony.
与各大家来分享一个小小的见证。
We have a brother in Taiwan.
有一个在台湾有一个弟兄。
He served God until age 70.
那他服侍神一直到七十岁。
He was a board member.
他曾做过这个负责人。
You know, the more he served, the more he become lax.
那么他服侍的越久，他就越迟钝。
越懒散吧。
越懒散。
Start criticize people, instead of doing things, he tell other people to do it.
那么他常常的批评弟兄姐妹命令人家做这个做那个。
Yeah. And so what the preacher kind of out of goodness of his heart, kind of.Tell this brother nicely.
那有这个传道者好言相劝。
But this brother said in his heart, "Who are you?"
但是这位弟兄心中说你是谁？你是什么人呢？
I walk life journey more than you do. What do you know?
我所走的路比你多，你知道什么呢？
What right do you have to tell me this?
你到底有什么样的这个权利来教训我？
So he decided he's going to quit the job.
所以他就决定要辞去了这个职务。
Let church just do their own way. He doesn't care.
那么就让教会任意而行吧。
He doesn't want to contribute.
那么他也不再这个协助任何的工作。
So he was one time he was riding a motorcycle.
所以有一次他在骑摩托车的时候
He was riding 70 to 80 mile per hour
那么大约是70到80个英里的速度
It's such a fast speed for such an old man
那这个速度对一个年长的人是太快了一点
As he was riding motorcycle suddenly he saw it was an angel with a stick in front of him
那么在突然间他看到一个天使手上拿一个棍子
and so he drove by and the angel just hit his back
那么他从这个天使那边开过去天使就打他的背
this brother testified that he flew very high and landed
那么这位弟兄
with his face on the ground
这位弟兄这么见证说他就飞起来并且掉到地上是面朝下的
And then he was sent to hospital.
那么这样子，他就被送到医院里面。
And when the preacher went over there to visit him,
当这个传道者去拜访他的时候
，he couldn't recognize him.
传道者没有办法认出这位弟兄来。
This brother, the lip is swollen so big and the bruises on his face.
那么他的脸非常是肿胀的，根本看不出他是谁。
He told our preacher what happened to him.
那么他就向传道者叙述事情的经过。
And then after this, he became a very good worker of God.
那么那件事情以后，他就成为一个 神的好工人。
He always reminds the youth to serve God sincerely and honestly.
那时常的提醒年轻人要非常忠心的来服侍神。
Or else maybe God will discipline them.
要不然呢，或许会受到神的管教。
So in book of, in the life of Jonah, we see that God disciplined Jonah.
那么在约拿书里面，我们也看到神管教约拿。
And we also see how the people of Nineveh repented.
我们也看到尼尼微城的人是怎么样的悔改。
We can think about this question: Are we like the people of Ninevites?
那我们要想一下我们是不是像尼尼微城的人呢？
Do we have the heart willing to listen and repent and change?
我们是不是有这么一个心，愿意来倾听，愿意来改变？
Let's sing him.
我们唱诗。
228.
228首。